open with a piece, very short. It's basically called, and I wrote it for a friend of mine, it's here tonight, Marsha. And this is dedicated to Valerie and Marsha and Lisa and all the rest of these, and Jay Niver and other women poets. When a sister woman poet prays, she prays with a glass eye. She sees double with a single vision, word sight. And she says, hi. When sister women poets pray, they muse and meditate, fuse soul and spirit, connect chains of lights, extend power, stir the ego, and say, hiya. They strip out naked, kick fear in the ass, and assassinate evil. They touch the awesome of God and become zero, then again expand, whole. And like the artist, they pay angels. When sister women poets pray, they say, Hiya, Hiya, Hiya. They say the miracle of God to choose me. This is the time for the women. Well, it's the time for the men and the women.
Right.
But, it has always been woman time. And this is the way, I mean, I know Michael said a lot of nice things about me, but really, I'm broke. In terms of, you do all that, you're going to have a whole lot. I'm real rich in spirit. So this is for a poem for black women, all my sheroes, my mother, my grandmother, who was a poet, the ladies on my block, your mothers, your sisters. I house a legend of you, Tina. I'm the heartbeat of the earth, the offspring of the sun and the moon. Thrust from the energy of Africa, I am the black woman. Well, I'm the symbol of love, the channel of creation, the vibration of peace, the anger of storms, the suffering and pain. I am the black woman. I have seen the first rains and the last fire. I'm the seasoner of soul. Many of my tales go untold. My womb stretches across the mouth of the universe to create rhythms and nations. My body has borne witness to birth, and my spirit the tester of death. I have seen the 13th month, the 32nd, and the year 3000 before the year 03. I am the black woman, for I cradle the newborn's cry and the old man's moan and rock the smiles of aging nature in my arms. I am a piece of God. I am the other side of man. I am the spirit of life. I am the black woman, natural to the bone. This piece is on the table for sale, and I took it out of a collection because I'm working now with three women, and we're called Homegrown, and we're putting together those pieces that we read from, and I pulled this out, and it's available to you. It's not a book, but it's a piece that you can keep. And Women's Month is coming up, so we're preparing this for a reading in March. So it's available to you on this paper, okay? But that introduces me.
Yes. All right.
I'm going to read a couple of pieces from the book I'm working on. And also, they're included in a collection called Brass Bones and Rainbows. And whenever it comes out, you'll know that. This is called Mimi, and this will introduce a section of the novel that I'm working on. I'll read that when I read this piece. This from my grandmother. She saw tomorrow in time. Woman's time, like a mother's 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 before Mother Mary. She had a righteous eye and an ear with an echo, a triple sense. She could see the sunrise in the sparrow's eye. She could hear daylight fall into the arms of night and hear the moon creep up and rescue the dark. Like her mother's 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 before Mother Mary. See, she knew time. She knew time like she knew Jesus. Like she knew Joshua and her 13 babies. Woman time, mother's time. She knew time. She could feel it like the long, dark fingers of her ancestors. Feel it like fire shut up in the bones. She knew it. She could smell it like trouble. Smell it like a fresh storm brewing. She could taste it like the honey in a waterwood rock. Taste it like the red clay in the bottoms that she dusted her lips with now and again. See, she knew time, like the inside of her palms, like the leaves in the bottom of her teacup, like the crystal in her children's tears and the fear in her man's sweat. She knew time, with every seed she carried, with every seed she buried, and every ear she pierced, and strand of hair that she cut on the new moon. She knew time. She knew time like a sign. She knew time. She knew the peculiar witchcraft of oppression. She knew it to be a scream wrapped tightly in the sky. She knew it to be a song singing a secret, a dream pumping rhythm to a heartbeat, a prayer without words. Knew it like the only promise to life, which was death. And the struggle's greatest invention was victory. She knew time. She knew time like the signs, like she knew love, knew it to be nature's remedy, like she knew light. She knew it to be the source of energy and given to unto all seasons. And like the universe, it was timeless. I said she knew time to be a matter of time, that all is appointed by the anointing of time, that ungodly deeds would be done in the name of God, that freedom like truth would always rise, that the tears of the unloved would turn to blood and the innocent would drink it, that rage is a broken mirror of peace. She knew time to be a matter of time, that unholy institutions would soon be feel unnecessary, would crack up, that corner foundations would crumble, that the vanity of man's order is disorderly conduct. That the vanity of man's law is lawlessness. And time, like the wind, changes but never cease. That man, like the monkey, will cut shines and capers, foot slip and be swallowed by his own folly and eat dung like a hamburger. And time, like the wind, changes but never ceases. She knew time. That time is different from time. That religion is different from righteousness. That every spirit is not spiritual. She knew that man would try to hold time, try time, record time, change time, mark time, ignore time, try to fold time in little bitty pieces. See, she knew time. She knew tomorrow. She knew time, woman time, mother time with a righteous eye. An ear with an echo, a triple sense. Like a mother's 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 before Mother Mary. A spirit song inherited. Singing in the bloodline. Passing it down rich like potlucker. Moving on and on and on and on. A soul spirit song. Like time. Like one. Like earth. Make me no grief. Oh. Hold it down.
All right. Somebody's calling my name. I said, hush. I said, hush. Somebody's calling my name.
Said you was on a special mission, a special agent, hired to do God's dirty work, save the sinners. You said God told you to do a strike in the winter after the first snow, 6 days into the new year, while Jesus was still in celebration, while the Christmas tree was still color, lights, and tinsel was still picking glitter out of the children's eyes. You said God told you to do it, to move between the Sunday school and the chicken in the pot, to move between the sweet smell of basil and the last butter biscuit, to move between the scream and a whisper, between the dragon and the angel, between the swallow and the swamp. You said God told you to do it, to move between your bad eye and your bad ear and good eye, between the Bible and your muddy water, and swallow up love and family and drown the happy in the new year. You said God told you to do it, but I swim to safety without a life jacket and escape your God. And like the sparrow, God was watching me.
Ooh, right.
Tillman and Dorothy's party, right? And that was always good because we could do the whole damn down there. And everybody was just really good, free and good and easy. And you can just dance and get all the energy up and out. And Arthur had come by and I said, Arthur, we're going to the party when we get through studying. So he said, I'm going too. So we went down to Tillman and Dorothy's house. And I mean, when I say the whole down, it was going on because they was from Vicksburg, Mississippi. Do you know that the Browns, do y'all know that? The Browns know about Vicksburg, Mississippi. And when we got back, Arthur went on home, and he called me about 2 o'clock the next morning. I said, Arthur, I'm trying to get some rest. He said, I got to tell you something. I hadn't written in a long time. We had such a good time last night. I stayed up all night writing. I'm written Michelangelo. And I have not heard from this brother and this wife, they call. And they call right in the room. So I think that was like so wonderful for me. Please, it's a thing. We guard these things that tear holes in our pockets and hands, things with our faces, things that gather dust in tight places that weigh us down, fatigue our eyes and mind. with time, things that we have too many of. We guard these things that can be thieved from us, burn up, that wear out, be gone with the wind. Things that break circles and crack hearts, that blind deep and dumb us. Things that raise our blood pressure and temperature and taxes. We kill for these things. We lie for these things. We guard these things and leave our hearts unguarded, our minds unfolded, our children unnourished, our love unnourished, our children unattended. We guard these things with our life. It's a thing, thing, yang, yang, bang, bang, bang. We keep guarding these things only to die and leave these things. All right. Moments in my life was when I met James Bond. Found him to be such a gracious man. You warned us, Jimmy. Never spoke a word of lie. Warned us of the fire next time. This ugly is deep seated. All the dry bones, the spirit songs, dusted over, watered down, but not dead. You warned us, Jimmy. The wind reapers have come back on earth. The rain weepers have no more tears. The seeds hand sown have come back bloody. There is no harvest, just another country. You warned us, Jimmy, with the word. You taught us how to dance with the rage, that it was not in the wrestle or the fight, but the fire, the dance, the fire dance, the holy dance, the footstoppers' quiet noise, with only the sound of feet burning, the dust unearthing, the dry bones, the spirit song. The next time, the fire. You warned us, Jimmy, of the second coming, but we got too busy, busy too much, with these wearisome blues from Mr. Charlie. We got too high, too much, on this imitation of this nation, too busy, too high, mistaking the chaos above our head for the music. We got too busy, too high. We did not hear the singing stop and turn to talking. We got too busy, too high, too busy. Nobody was listening. You warned us, Jimmy, never said a word of lie. This is the next time, the second coming. This is the next time, the finest time. All right. This is the Hoodoo Blues. Marius, you want to do this for me? Come. You gotta come quickly.
quickly.
You want to keep energy going, right?
I'm ready, Cheryl.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay. Let's get a little New Orleans brush.
Okay.
This is called Good News from the Blues. Right now, me to an hour and increase me to the third part.
All right.
Now, when you see me coming, click your heels three times with your wee-wee rhyme, but don't you make no wish. When you see me coming, beat your breast three times and make a mojo sign, honey, but don't make no wish. You just, it just don't work. And you sure won't win on a Creole on a fish, so don't make no wish. Just put your hands on me. You can snake hit me and tap your face. You know I love being your amazing grace. So renew me, do me with your hoodoo blues, with a hex and a spell and some doo-doo-doo-doo. Just put your hands on me, honey. I won't burn no candle, drink no frog-eyed tea. Put no funkleberry leaves up my sleeves. I'm going to kiss my elbow. And I'm going to hoop off my knees. And I'm going to bathe in no sage. I won't carry no clothes or extra name for 3 days. And I won't search for no country man with the loser in the hand to take it off, honey. But just remember who you do, what you do, when you who do me. Who you do, it just might be you. Sun will never see the rise, just the foot of the mountain with a blown out eye. Dream dust is on the edge, spirit broken like glass on the edge. They wear no mask, just the wind, blood, running blood on the edge. They swallow the moon, chuckle the stars, make their own war. Dream dust is on the edge, dying in the streets, dying on the, in the heat before daybreak, dying on the edge, and high noon, dying when night is too much, dying when day is too small, on the edge, dream dusters, dead without honor, backs against the wind, just one crystal tear, and somebody, some mother's fear. Stop! Okay, I'm gonna do one flip side of the blue. I don't know, I just feel like doing this blue. Rock my soul in the bosom of blue. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. What sunny boy shines my mind. Hey, blues ain't nothing but a two-faced thing. Ain't nothing but a two-fisted hang. Shoo-shoo. Child, been too much boogie on your mind. Too much tap dancing on your time. Too much cold water running down your spine. I got a mind to tell you somebody been messing with your eyes. You been hanging so low, so long, so low. Need a little sugar on your bow, a little steam on your clothes, just cause your honey done gone and won't be back no more. You been pulling your head on the, with your head on the killing floor. I say, reminiscing and ruminating, sitting in the juke joint with your ear on the tamarind plank and a tie in a plank, dodging your thoughts like the quarterback roach. And that midnight hand, reminiscing and ruminating, choking and hoping and sipping a little dip from that half pint of gin, wanting some sex and some sin, letting your troubles take a little swim, checking out some spit shine for some shoe glue with a hummingbird lid, wanting some whispering smoothie with a sweet potato, with a sweet potato grind, wanting to dance a little booty grind from a Georgia pine, looking crisscross in your eyes, just to pass the time, reminiscing and ruminating. But I got news for you, baby. Blues ain't nothing but a two-faced thing. Ain't nothing but a two-fisted hang. Make you think what ain't is and what is ain't. And can, can't. And ain't, won't, wait. A don't, won't, quit. And won't, ain't, shit. I got news for you, baby. It's just a happy gone sad and a sweet gone bad. Don't nothing last forever unless you want ever to be. To me, never. So take yourself off the ship, dust it off, make it up. Hush, hush. Put some ginger in your strut, shake down. Shake them wrinkles out your ass, let that gas pass. Blow the sticks off your shit, get you a new script. Cause the blues ain't nothing but a two-faced man. Ain't nothing but a two-fisted hand. Glad to see Lee Roth. I was doing a gig in New York, and he heard it, read it in the paper, and I looked up. I was so happy to see somebody from home. And I was very surprised when the woman said, there's somebody out here to see you, and it was Lee Roth. And he sat down and heard I was going to be doing something, and decided to stick around. Glad to see you, Lee. Maybe I'm gonna do that. I don't know. Maybe I'll do something like a friend of mine asked me to dedicate a poem to his baby, Lee Blunt. So this will just take care of the baby and all of us, probably. It's very bright. It's called The Sea. We're trying to get it into a book at this point. I used to be a tiny little, not bigger than a black eyed pea. Yes, me. Now, I don't remember when I was planted, but I remember growing. First my head, then my hands, then my little tiny feet, and before you knew it, I could say, shoot, I was a whole body. And I grew and I grew and I grew and I grew some more. See, I lived in a safe warm place. Oh, by the way, folk couldn't wait to see my face. Well, I kept growing and growing inside this place they call a room, and soon there was not very much room. No, I couldn't stretch or even yawn too wide, or everything would shut you inside. I began to hear my mama grunt and moan, and at times laugh out loud if I moved too much, or feel her soothe me with her touch. One day I heard her holler, ouch, and that's when I first begin to kick real strong. One night I was knocking, kicking, squirming, and I began to rub her. That's when I heard her say, oh my goodness, child, I hope you weigh today. Because it would be a mess with everybody in the way. See, I knew she was talking to me just then. I gave a great big giant bust of his cake and said, I know she's out, there's a great big world waiting for me. That's when I begin to be me. Just the eatsy beatsy, she likes to say. It's not as big as a black eyed pea, and you guessed it, the seed is me. I can sing of memories and once upon a times and tenders that crossed my heart and eyes and used to be sighs that cried between my thighs and laid hands on my mind and kept me high naturally, but I would only be reminded of being gone with the wind. That was good enough to be one of the lead songs. Men have butter my bread on both sides.
All right.
Thank you. Is closed and God is a tent. There's a fresh green tree and flowers, but I can't smell. I don't wonder anymore. I go around wondering here and there, now and again. Perhaps June will be here soon with more than the heat. Perhaps I'll be born again. This is called Her Story. Her story dry long so time almost forget. Strong so long she almost forget. Except her spirit's on them. She be straight like fruit, split lies with no chasing. Smooth as a freshwater pearl. Knows how to wear her lady woman girl. Knows how to do bad very well. She be a silk ear, taking a whisper to a scream. Making the willow stop its weep. She be some soul to keep. She be saint, sinner, members, and maker. Beads, bangles, rings, circles. She be heart, liver, and soul river of blood, song, and bone. Where the wind blows, the earth grows, and the rain blows, and the first rose, and the last butter biscuit. Sweet all in the healing hand, with two good breasts. She's just a natural treasure.